you know, you also want to think to yourself, well, why am I looking for a sustainable dentist, right?
Right.
So what would motivate someone to take that next leap to go out of the realm of regular dentistry and look for a sustainable dentist? What would they be asking themselves?
Well, have they ever been told that they have gum disease?
Right.
That's the first one.
And, yeah. Oh. Also, well, maybe they were told they have gum disease, but maybe they just don't want to have surgery.
Right. A sustainable dentist has a non-surgical approach to gum disease,
right,
which we'll get into.
Right.
And mercury toxicity.
Right. So if they heard that mercury was bad for them, they read it in the paper or whatever, it's just they want to get more information about it. So they would go in that direction.
One thing also with sustainable dentistry is digital x-rays.
Mm-hmm.
Digital x-rays are much better than the traditional film. And you'll know they're digital because you'll see your images up on a computer screen.
Right. So they're concerned about getting more radiation.
More radiation. Right.
Right.
And it's digital x-rays is actually less, what is it, 90% less
that,
radiation.
That's right. But they also, let's say they have a wellness lifestyle as it is, and they now want to take it a step further and apply it to their teeth. Remember, health doesn't stop at the neck. You realize it's one system, and you want to find a dentist who understands that and appreciates that.